This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour here on the DJB program. What are you going for today?
I sit in the plane as we're about to take off. You have that meaningless drivel that comes on in the form, the requirement that the FAA says you have to tell the passengers how to use the seatbelt and all that other stuff. And it goes on and on and on. And on American, they tag it with, "We're going for great." Yeah, hello.
Has anybody ever asked for them to repeat how to use the seatbelt, do you think?
No. I don't think so.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Hope not. Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. Most people don't go for what they want, though. You know that? I mean, just thinking about going for great was going through my mind, and how we're always, I don't know if trying is the right word, but I think that's a good word, trying. We're always alert. The three or four of us, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, here are alert and aware of what's going on, because that's our job. We need to be aware of what's going on so that we can pass that info along to you. Let's travel around the country and see what people are doing, see if they are doing what they want to do. Let's see what the latest is from Gavin Newsom, who's kind of a nudnik in California, Jennifer.
Yeah, this is pretty unbelievable. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, signed a bill this week that no longer requires any able-bodied person 18 years of age or older to help an officer who requests an assistance during an arrest. Now, according to the Sacramento Bee, who's reporting this, the old law was the California Posse Corneatus Act of 1872 was common in the country's early days, but according to State Senator Bob Hertzberg from my area in Los Angeles, the Democrat who sponsored the bill, he called the law an old vestige of a bygone era. So the law has been employed to help catch runaway slaves. That's what Bob Hertzberg says. But here's what the law really says. The law says that any able-bodied person, when a police officer is making an arrest and needs assistance, can be called in by that officer for help. And Gavin Newsom signed a bill away from this. This is just the latest move that seems to be a slap in the face towards police officers. Just, I think, maybe 2 to 3 weeks ago, he also signed a bill that said that they, kind of making the waters a little muddier for police to justify officer-involved shooting, saying that it has to be absolutely necessary and life-saving to discharge their weapon. Now, of course, that's common sense. I don't think most officers want to use their weapon at all in taking someone down. They don't want that cost of life, but now they have to have that extra burden on their brain that they're going to have this justification in the heat of the moment, and that can really cost lives, not just police officer lives, but civilian lives as well. And Gavin Newsom just signed that into effect a couple of weeks ago. So this is sort of the latest action, I think, against law enforcement in the state of California from the governor.
The definition of being a patriot is in California.
Wait, Doug, you're in favor of this? You're saying that this is bad thing?
I'm just curious.
I didn't say anything. I'm just asking about what the word, where'd that come from? Did I say something I didn't know I said? I just asked what the meaning of patriotism is in California. And what does it mean to be a patriot in California? Is it different there than it is around the rest of the country?
Seems like it.
I don't know. I don't understand that question, but I think that we need more accountability.
It's a patriotic duty to help a police officer who's in need. Don't you think that's a patriotic duty?
In need of helping someone arrest someone?
No.
I've never even heard of this, and I don't know if this is a state by state issue, but I've never heard of this. And if I saw someone getting arrested and some cop yells at me to do something, I'm frozen. There is no way I'm getting involved in that.
Is that what this is about? I didn't take that to be what this.
Well, that's
what's
too bad to me, because that's what I was curious. Like, is that is it required by law?
I don't think it happens often. But if a police officer says, "Hey, you go over there," and you're like, "No, I'm not going to do that."
Well, that's not what my answer would be.
That's not what I'm saying, Jen. That's totally not what I'm saying.
Well, that's what this law is saying.
No, that seems like that's not accurate. You said that if an officer is making an arrest and asks the civilian
and saying, bring
to help
me some water.
The arrest. Bring water.
Call
that's different.
Call 911.
That's
call,
totally
those are,
different.
Okay, well, it's not under this law. If you request any sort of assistance during an arrest, now a citizen can say, nope, good luck, Charlie, and
but
keep on walking.
But shouldn't I be allowed to say that?
I would be very curious to see where this is already a law in other places.
I think you should be arrested if you keep on walking and a police officer
really?
Asks you to do something. Yes, they are your authority. They're an authority figure. They are.
Sorry.
I don't know. That's very bizarre.
We're never going
to
agree on this one. Then.
Yeah.
There are so many. There are so many cops making so such horrific decisions,
and
I
there
think
are so many
should.
Cops protecting us every single day. You because a few cops who make headlines, you're going to say that we should not respect law enforcement.
I no, Jen, you're putting words in our mouths. I didn't say that at all. I said
every
I am not going to put.
Us.
I am not going to put myself in bodily harm's way to assist in someone else getting arrested when I didn't do anything wrong. No effing way. That's not happening.
But that's not what
happening.
This is. It's not about being. It's not
but
about
how
bodily
do you know?
Harm.
How do you know it's not? If
how do
police,
you know? Yeah.
If I'm possibly going to get arrested, which is what you said that you thought people should be arrested if they don't help a police officer, shouldn't I have some say in what's going on? Like if
exactly.
If he asked me for a bottle of water to call the police, obviously I'm going to call the police. The police are already there, so I'm not sure I'm going to be helpful in that situation. But if he's arresting someone who is possibly putting me in danger or that I don't feel comfortable with, I didn't sign up to be a police officer.
Okay,
let's go deeper into this.
Yeah, it's not about police training. It's about whether or not you respond to a request by the police officer. Obviously, if they say jump in front of this bullet, I would take the arrest instead of jump in front of a bullet. I mean, that just is common sense, right? Even if that results in an arrest.
I don't see the reason why I have to take either
of them at all. Why am I? I'm a civilian.
I want to just dig into this for another minute in a little deeper way. I asked about patriotism because I wanted to get a sense as to whether people might feel this is their patriotic duty to help the police. And if they're requested to help the police, there are any number of circumstances that might exist where this could happen. But I guess I'm listening to the two points of view here from you and thinking that the real issue here for me isn't the issue that Jennifer is speaking to, or any of you are speaking to. The issue for me is how it got to this point that police in certain circumstances are so disrespected. Is it the actions of a few bad police officers? Are there more bad police officers than good police officers? Do we think that just because they wear a uniform that they are sacrosanct? Do we think the news media is responsible for playing up some of these incidents that perhaps are not they're distasteful in the eyes of the community, but they don't represent what the average police officer is going through. I don't think you ever can know, unless you live in the skin of, in this circumstance, somebody that's a soldier or somebody that's got a uniform on as a policeman. It's very difficult to do it. However, they are not portrayed particularly well, and I don't know that I have drawn a conclusion as to whether I think it's their own fault or whether it is the fault of the public not paying attention to a lot of different things that we ought to be paying attention to, or the news media is an unindicted co-conspirator here. But I do know that the police have a tough time because there's no coherence in how we look at these people. There are a lot of police shows on TV that play them well, and we like the people who play them, so we identify with some of the actors, but these people are not actors. I see stuff going on in my community that appalls me. I don't like police doing in my community. But
see,
is every police officer guilty?
I'm not saying that. This is my response to this bill being passed has nothing to do with whether I respect police or not. It's just not my job. I did not sign up for that. They sign up for that. They volunteer to do that. Being a New Yorker for 10 years, I had the utmost pride in 99% of
so
the
your
things
question
that went
is a good
on
one.
With the NYPD.
But your question is
I have,
a good
I
one.
Have ab-
is
I
this
felt
the way it is? Is this the law in other states? Is it just
yeah,
California?
Yeah, that's a question. But what I'm saying, though, is me not listening to, if a cop wants to involve me in an arrest that has nothing to do with me, this is not about a respect issue of do I respect the police or not. This is me saying, I didn't sign up for that. I'm not going to go deliver someone's mail either because that's also not my job.
This is not them asking you to to do police work, though. This is something as simple as, like in New York City, there are a lot of protesters who are throwing water buckets on police officers. Don't throw a water bucket on me. Making a special request during an arrest.
That's a law. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that anyway. That's
well, of course, but if a police officer says, you know, get out of the way, do this, do that, what to me this opens up the door for is people interfering with police work. I don't want the police officers to say, Victoria, put on a bulletproof vest and come secure a bank with me. No, that's ridiculous. You're not trained for that. That puts you in danger. That puts them in danger. It puts everybody in danger. But if they make a request to get you out of the way to do this, now people have the right to say, no, I'm not going to listen to what you say. And they can't be, and here's the thing, they have the right to do that now. The problem is that now police officers will not be able to make an arrest to get you out of the way. And that, to me, is the problem. And it's tying the hands of law enforcement. And I understand there are problems with law enforcement around the country, but by and large, they're out there protecting everybody's butts every single day, and they don't get thanked for it.
The general tone of what goes on in California is antithetical for me. I just, this may be one minor example of what goes on. I don't understand the thinking in California. I don't understand the thinking of some of these people that come up with these cockamamie reasons for doing something or not doing something. It just seems it's.
I also think we need to kind of know what the specific language is, because I feel like we're. I don't know. I don't know that we've gotten the full language. Yeah,
we've covered it. 19 past the hour.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Honey, I just switched to Family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
If you travel for business or pleasure, Hotels.com and the Hotels.com app is all you need to get great deals on all kinds of properties all over the world, and with an amazing rewards program that gives you free nights to stay at a property of your choice. Now, speaking of Hotels.com, we have an amazing Tech It Out contest for you. If you feel like you're in need of a getaway but are a little tight on cash, listen up. Each week, Hotels.com and Tech It Out are giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards your travel. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow @hotels.com. Tweet out why you deserve a trip, just a sentence is fine, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. Once again, to be eligible for the $250 Hotels.com gift card, one given away every week in August and September, follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tweet why you need a break, and include the hashtag TechItOut. One randomly drawn entry will be chosen each week. Good luck.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or share your summer in a Durango. Hurry into the Dodge Summer Clearance event now and save. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And maybe you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere. So the Jonas Bros had a very nice experience for their concert in Hershey, Pennsylvania the other night. The Jonas Brothers made a pit stop to reward a very special fan named Lily Jordan, who's 16 years old. She had jokingly invited the band to come visit her at Penn State Children's Hospital, where she's receiving chemo for cancer. She posted a picture of herself in the hospital bed saying, "I was supposed to be at your Hershey concert tomorrow, but instead I'm across the street doing chemo. If you all want to pop in, I'll give you my room number." Well, sure enough, her followers began sharing the post and tagging the Jonas Brothers. Soon it went very viral. Pennsylvania Rep. Scott Perry was one of the many people who shared the story in hopes of capturing the attention of the Jobos. "Prayers needed," he wrote. "Our good friend Lily is fighting for her life in Hershey and so badly wanted to see the Jonas Brothers at Hershey Park, but can't because of her urgent treatment. If there's any way for them to visit her, we're lifting up her hopes and our prayers for help." The Jonases saw the post, stopped by the hospital, surprised her just before the show. Nick even brought along his wife, Priyanka. How do you pronounce her name?
Priyanka.
Priyanka Chopra. "Thank you for inviting us to come see you," Kevin told Lily in a video posted on the hospital's Facebook page. He said his entire Instagram feed was filled with requests to visit this young lady. Despite missing the concert, Lily said that she had the time of her life meeting the brothers, who signed autographs and T-shirts and posed for photos. The Jonas Brothers are on their Happiness Begins tour, and they were in Hershey, so... And it's nice.
It was such a cute video, too.
Yeah.
Really
it looks
sweet.
Like nice. Very
and
sweet.
And apparently
yep.
Lily is a big fan of Game of Thrones, and she had... Kara would know this. It said Stark on it. It was a flag that she brings with her to chemo, and it hangs on her above
well,
her
yeah,
bed.
And Joe Jonas is married to Sophie Turner, who played one of the Starks on Game of Thrones.
So Lily makes bracelets, and she made a bracelet for Joe to give to Sophie. So it was a very cute. She's not only just a fan of the music, but really also of both the wives. And when she met Priyanka, she just said, "Oh my God, you're so beautiful." It was so cute. Really sweet moment.
So what is she being treated? What kind of cancer did it?
I don't know. They didn't say.
I don't know, but Kara, this could be your friend, Game of Thrones and the Jobos.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
I don't know if she'll care as much about me reaching out to her as the Jonas Brothers, but I don't
know.
Music is our focus in this portion of every hour on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria, Kara and I, acknowledging some of these important stories. Tinder and Live Nation have a new initiative called Epic First Dates. Here we go. I think Kara said she'd do this even if she wasn't on a first date. $30 all-in concert tickets for people who use Tinder, the dating app. The partnership gives people the opportunity to purchase discounted tickets for 12 different tours, including the Chainsmokers, Logic, Lucas Graham, and some others. In order to experience an epic first date, Tinder users need to swipe right on tour profile cards when they appear in the app. Users can follow the link. Is this something easy to do, Kara? You know Tinder. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and basically, they have, like, ads and stuff on there sometimes. I've seen it for comedy tours before.
Yeah.
So instead of swiping left or right on a person, you would swipe right on the tour.
Oh, okay.
And so then, basically, it takes you to a page where you can purchase tickets. And I'm like, I don't necessarily care about any of these artists, but if I can get tickets for a tour for $30, that's what I said. I was like, I don't even care if I'm going with someone.
Right.
But I guess it gives you the option, I think, once you click on it to talk to other people who've bought tickets for those shows, so you can kind of find a date after you've bought a ticket.
That's fun.
Or find a date there, maybe.
Maybe.
Tinder and Live Nation, that's good. It's 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian appears to be on a collision course with the Carolinas. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is urging people to head out, saying it's not worth putting your life or the life of first responders at risk. Charleston, South Carolina Mayor John Tecklenburg says the dangerous storm poses a triple threat.
It is starting to whip up. We're expecting a real high tide tonight. Our biggest concern is that combination of heavy rain and high tide and storm surge all at the same time, which can bring water right into our city.
The first mainland death linked to the hurricane has happened in North Carolina when an 85-year-old man fell to his death while preparing his home for the storm. In the Bahamas, at least 20 deaths have been linked to Dorian. Video shows the Grand Bahama Airport in Freeport has been completely destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
For people over 50, under 50, people everywhere want to know what's going on, and they kind of like our approach. Thank you very much. DJV time is 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. We're here to go through the news of the day, engaging transitions. You know, it's one of the things I'm famous for, transitioning from one story to another. Kara Shillen is at the controls, so we're happy you've subscribed. Maybe you were listening to us on the DJVshow.com podcast. Help yourself to that. There are, I was talking about Home Depot earlier and their, the chaos that's there for me anyway. Their paint brand has decided or is doing something in a collective sense, Victoria. Bear is, I think it's spelled B-A-E-R. Bear is their paint.
B-E-H-R.
That too. Okay.
But close enough.
What, did I say B-E-A-R or B-A-E-R? What did I say?
You're like, I believe it's spelled B-E-A-R, like the animal.
Like a bear.
Bear, yes. Maybe yeah. Not. B-E-H. All right, so what's going on with them?
So Bear has released their 2020 Color of the Year, and they say this year it is inspired by nature. Apparently, and I know we've all sort of talked about this, but statistically, people are happier, significantly happier, they say, in nature. And so that is the inspiration for this year's color. They said that the retreat to the outdoors led the brand to select a color that's called Back to Nature. It's described as a sun-kissed, meadow-inspired green. It has, it's, they said it's basically a very calming sense, it gives you a very calming sense of restoration, and they say that one of the things that they did, the creative people at Bayer, they did a lot of hiking, they went to local parks, national parks, road trips, camping, things like that, and they actually started looking at trends, and in the U.S., more and more people are visiting local parks, national parks, and going camping. And yeah. So that was also part of the reason why they decided to bring the outdoors indoors for their back-to-nature color. And it's a mossy kind of, it is a very calming green. If you look at the color online, they have different rooms and different, you know, things that they've painted so you can get an idea of how to use the color. It is definitely very calming. They say it works well in commercial spaces as well as like a foyer or even a productive conference room. They say that spending time in nature improves creativity, boosts memory, and sharpens problem-solving skills. So they say that they're also seeing trends of these types of colors being used in office spaces, which is interesting because I didn't think of that. And it's a little bit of a yellow-based tone. They say that actually it translates very well. You can use it with a lot of other neutral colors. And if you want to add a pop of rose-inspired pink, rose gold, rose pink, those colors are still really popular too. And that, you know, basically take your cues from nature. You're outside, there's lots of green, and then there are little pops of pink blossoms around, and it kind of all goes well together.
So is this going to be the new office thing that instead of letting you go outside to take a walk or having a treadmill desk, they're going to paint the walls?
But we've got green paint.
Be like, you're in nature. We've got green walls.
Yep.
So the intelligent thing for, this would be my advice, go get the swatches, the colors that they have at Walmart, and go get real paint from Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams with those colors. You can get them mixed at most of those places. So there you go. Wow. The
way to
focus
the system.
On the news, yeah. Jennifer, you've got a study which indicates how children get their news that I'd be curious to, I'm sure a lot of parents listening would be interested in knowing how their children get their news. It isn't, I'm guessing.
How do you think the kids get their news?
From each other or using social media if they have, or they get it from their parents? Do they get it from their parents?
They get it from social media. You were right on the money. This is the kids specifically.
What age are we talking about?
The kids we're specifically talking about are teens, age 13 to 17. Nice. And 78% of them say it's important to follow current events and that their news habits reflect the diversity of the modern media landscape. How about that? Very fancy. There's a new survey from SurveyMonkey and Common Sense Media that shows teens get their news more frequently from social media sites like Facebook or Twitter or from YouTube than directly from news organizations themselves. So nearly 3 in 10 teens, 30% get news from social media every day. 23% get news from YouTube every day, and as many as 23% get news every day from digital news aggregators or from phone notifications. Just 15% get news reported by news organizations in print or online every day, and 13% get news on TV every day. How about that? That's bad news for TV. Teens prefer a visual medium for learning about the news. 64% say that seeing pictures and video of showing what happened gives them the best understanding of major news events. 36% they say they prefer to read or hear the facts about what happened. And according to this survey, teens can discern fact from fiction. News organizations are not the primary source for most teens' knowledge, so most of them are using Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. They're still competing, I guess, these sites that they're using for attention against corporate brands, celebrities, influencers, and personal connections. Teens say that they're equally likely to say they are primarily informed about current events by news organizations, that's 31%, as they are by family, friends, or teachers, 33%, and by influencers and celebrities that they follow online, 31%.
Wow. I would guess it's a lot higher for celebrities and influencers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, right. The 14-year-old who shot up a home in Alabama is cooperating with police. And I wonder if that isn't the reason that Walmart has announced, one of the reasons that they're tightening up their gun sale policy, ammunition sale policy, all these shootings. This one is the latest one of this 14-year-old. Have you heard the story or not? It didn't get
national attention.
Why?
I don't know.
What happened?
Yeah, I'd never heard of this. He killed his five family members in his house.
Oh, horrible. Yeah. Jeez.
And then he threw away the gun and called the police.
Where'd he get the gun from?
Well, that was the reason that I went there in the first place.
It was in the home illegally, so I guess it was one of his parents or something like that. And then I'm assuming it wasn't locked up anywhere. But.
No, it wasn't. And that's kind of why I went where I did, Kara, with this Walmart, the admission, perhaps, of whatever the right adjectival phrase here is, Walmart making major changes when it comes to gun sales because of all these shootings.
But this
and
one was not
one happened in the Walmart store.
I might sound like a conspiracy theorist here, but the reason that no one's heard about this is because it doesn't fit the narrative of someone going through the proper channels to get this gun. The reporting says it wasn't belonging to the family, that it was in the home illegally, meaning it was purchased not through the proper channels, making it a crime to have that handgun in and of itself. So it makes me wonder if the reason we don't hear stories like this, I mean, it's very tragic. And we haven't heard a word about it. The same thing going on with the last shooting in Texas. That one's almost disappeared from the headlines because the guy had
a shooting?
Not the El Paso shooting. See, the Midland Odessa. No, the Odessa shooting from this weekend. That one went away because it was an illegal handgun. It seems like the ones that we talk about are the ones that can be punched for a political narrative.
Isn't that interesting?
That's too bad.
I hadn't thought about that. That's really interesting.
I think the reason, and related to Walmart, I feel like the reason they're doing it is not necessarily because of, I mean, obviously, yes, it's impacted by shootings that are going on, but they've been specifically impacted twice.
Yeah.
There have been, you know,
in their own
stores. Yeah, in their own stores where employees have shot each other or
those two guys that were arguing online. They both had open carry licenses. They had legal guns and they shot at each other and some other poor guy got shot and he was an innocent bystander in the meantime. He was nearby shopping and he got shot. It's a mess. And so now Walmart says even if you're in an open carry state, you can't bring a gun into Walmart. My question is, well, how are you going to know? Are there metal detectors now walking into Walmart? How are they going to enforce that?
Good question. The outcome, however, is what I'm more interested in than the reason
the
for the
PR
doing,
aspect,
whether it's self-serving PR or whatever, like CVS stopped selling tobacco products, and it was a self-serving move. It didn't have anything to do with anything other than them getting a lot of good publicity and people who wouldn't have thought about it before say, oh, yeah, that's good. I'm going to CVS. Yeah, it's a way of getting a lot of free advertising, you don't pay for all of the, look how many days we talked about that. That story went on and on and on and on and on. And it was CVS, CVS, CVS. That's how it works. It's what advertising, it's repetition. That's what it is. All repetition. 44 after the hour, some medical headlines after these words.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost Super Reliable Super Fast Network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See boostmobile.com or retailer for full details.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. So some of the medical headlines that I look at all kinds of sources, as we all know, every day all of us are nosing around to see what's going on, things that we ought to talk about that everybody's talking about, and then some things that aren't being talked about that ought to be talked about, like the gun policy we were just discussing. And then there's some medical stuff here that's floating around. I'm just dropping these headlines from our affiliate in Montana, one of our affiliates in Montana, KMMS. They have a headline about West Nile virus. The first human case of West Nile virus is reported in their listening area. We haven't talked about West Nile virus for, what, years?
How long years. Has it been?
Yeah, right. So they got that. A lot of mosquito problems this year.
Lot of so much rain.
Problems. Yeah, right. Yep. Here's another medical headline. Doctors are warning people about illnesses linked to vaping. We touched on this a little bit a day or so ago, but underscoring it, it's worth time. If you have children that are using these things, you better pull them away from them. If you're using them and setting a bad example for your children, you have no idea. These things haven't been around long enough to have been seriously tested for anything under any circumstance. So it's kind of like junk food. Now we're reaping the benefits of junk food being around for the past, 35, 40 years. Here's the story of a boy who lost his sight after eating nothing but a diet of French fries, Pringles, and white bread. Mm. Scientists say that the young patient whose picky eating led to blindness have warned of the dangers of having a poor diet. That's the potato chips, Pringles, slices of processed ham and sausage. That's all he's eaten since elementary school.
That's the gross.
It is gross, but this is what the people in... Who's watching? This is a kid. Where are his parents? What are they eating?
Well, a lot of parents just go, well, at least my kid's eating, and they don't worry about...
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. What stupid... How can you be that dumb? And then the study suggesting that cancer is on the rise in many countries around the world. That's because of all the stuff we were talking about. What was it, yesterday, the day before, the plastics and all the other things that are getting into your organs? That's what that's
so
about.
So much environmental stuff is just giving us more and more cancer.
10 minutes before the hour on the TJV show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
About 53 after the hour, time for our weekly visit in person with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Lots of news concerning your pets. It was kind of interesting to note that there is a new lead dog in the Lady and the Tramp movie. We'll talk about that with Warren. Plus what science says petting your cat or dog can do in mere minutes. That plus a couple of other things that are up our sleeves right after this word.
Hey, there's a new type of account takeover attack called lateral phishing.
It's a serious threat. Cybercriminals hijack your email account and use it to launch phishing attacks on your internal and external contacts.
What if they attack us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Completely, with the industry's best layered defense against attacks, including account takeover and phishing.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Warren Eckstein, who is the leader of the pack, if you get my drift, you get that, of how clever I was with that? Warren, leader of the pack, a pack of dogs. You know,
I get that a lot. You know, I don't believe in the pack theory, but I do get the leader of the pack an awful lot.
Really? Why don't you believe in the pack theory?
Because dogs are not wolves, and wolves are not dogs. In fact, genetically, they're not exactly alike. And first of all, let's take a look at the pack. The pack situation in a wolf is you have a leader, a second, a third, and a fourth. Take that same scenario, put it into a typical home. You got the mother telling the dog what to do. You got the father telling the dog what to do. You got the kids telling the dog what to do. Seems like everyone's a leader of the pack except for the dog, which creates a scenario where the dog has to challenge outsiders. So I don't believe in this whole thing. You got to be the boss. I think equality is the better way to approach it.
Do you remember the song where we were kids, leader of the pack?
The song Leader of the Pack?
No. Do you remember that song?
Oh, leader, yeah. It was about a motorcycle rider or something. Yeah. I remember.
Right,
sure.
Yeah. Right. Well, I didn't equate, but I thought it was. It made you see where my mind goes.
Yeah, I don't understand this whole concept of you have to be the boss all the time. You have to be in charge all the time.
Well,
the dog has to
there's
be
a,
in
cattle, in the herding of cattle, there is a boss cow. There's always a boss cow. I don't know it in dog, in terms of dogs, because I've never had a bunch of dogs together. But in cows, I know that there is a designated leader. And sometimes that cow claims the leadership. Sometimes it just is assumed that that cow is the boss cow. That's why
yeah,
we call...
But everyone else in the family, see, the idea is that if you have, first of all, it's very rare that you have a cow chewing up your shoes in the house, okay? So you don't have a lot of people telling the cow what to do. So in the wild, the cow will develop its own scenario. I'll be a leader cow and whatever. In this home, everyone is the boss. Everyone's telling the dog what to do. So the dog has nothing to do but the challenge. So I'm not a big fan of that. You know, I believe in training and educating and everything needs to know their place in the home, but I don't believe in the concept that you have to dominate in order to establish. I think if you really establish a situation where the dog enjoys learning and you're training the dog properly.
Gentleness and loving make a much more difference to a dog, I found anyway. Loving the dog is what they'll respond to. There's a story about an Arizona shelter dog named Monty that is the new lead in Lady and the Tramp, the remake of the movie Lady and the Tramp. Did you see that?
I see the dog is coming from a shelter in Arizona, which is absolutely almost every dog that's been a star, you know, from Benji, who I had the opportunity of working with, to Boomer, they all came out of shelters, and I think it's a great... One of my friends, I remember the show Frasier?
Yes.
Well, one of my close friends was the trainer of the dog, you know, it was called Eddie on the show, the dog's real name was Moose, and almost all of the dogs, and she pulled the dogs for so many movies, I can't even go to the list of the movies she's trained for, 85 to 90% of those dogs all came from shelters. So
that's
once
cool.
You get them out of the shelter, I think, you know, we'll do whatever you want, just love us, feed us, keep us
happy. Well, that's back to what I just said about love and the reaction dogs have. I found out with Daisy May, my bulldog that I rescued, she's just, she responds to love. Now that, by the way, is called the Halo Animal Rescue in Phoenix, where that dog came from. Here's a study that says, and this was, by the way, college students who were stressed before tests. Researchers have found new evidence that petting dogs and playing with cats is more beneficial for your psyche than ever in relieving stress. That's probably not news to you, though.
Here's an interesting story. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says that the number of children being diagnosed with anxiety and depression and behavioral disorders is growing. In fact, their local district, this is in Gilderland, which I think is in upstate New York, their local district has actually implanted a therapy dog program in the schools to help kids get along with anxiety.
Wow.
I think it's a great idea.
Really? This is very interesting. This study... the first group was allowed to pet and play with cats and dogs in a small group for 10 minutes and did much better on their tests.
And that's simply because that increases the oxytocin in the brain, which makes everyone feel better, the dog and the person petting at the same time.
Cool, calm, and collected. Warren Eckstein on the DJV Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.